Good morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Charlie Driver. This is Pop and Circumstance. It's Thursday morning at 8:01 a.m. And this is the Mothership Connection.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh, me? I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is...
Y'all. Now this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functioningship. Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody say, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7-Up. Yeah. P-Funk. Yeah, I dig. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool. Gangsta lean. Y'all should dig my sunroof top. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all funk for a while. Sound like it got a 3 on it, though, to me. You know, I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Ho! W-E-F-U-N-K. We funk.
Make my funk the P-Funk.
Ho!
I want my funk uncut.
Oh,
make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up.
Him, I want the
bomb. I want the
P-Funk, y'all.
Make my funk the P-Funk.
Home of the extraterrestrial brothers. Getting deep. Once upon a time, call right now. Funky now.
Make my funk the P-Funk before I take it home.
Yeah. y'all. I want y'all to stay tuned for Star Child. Don't stop, get down.
I want the world to know.
Diana Ross there with I'm Coming Out. That's a classic song from her off of her album Diana. Before then, from 1975, it's Parliament with Mothership Connection. That song, it was P-Funk Wants to Get Funked Up. A great album there. Great artists, both of them. And if you haven't noticed, today is going to be an exciting disco-themed show. Although we started with funk, but one leads into the other. as it goes. So we're gonna just do a few more disco tracks, and then there is the main event, which is a record that I picked up at Goodwill this Saturday, just because of the title. It's called Saturday Night Fiedler. I think it's either Fiedler or Fiddler. F-I-E-D-L-E-R. Named after Arthur Fiedler, who was the artistic director and conductor of the Boston Pops for almost around 30 years, going up into 1980. And in 1979, they recorded this album, Saturday Night Fiedler, which was an attempt by the conductor to get kids to listen to classical music. And the way he did that was by combining classical music with disco. So I'll give you a little more background on that right before we begin to play it. But until then, we've got two more tunes coming up for you now, starting with this one from the Pointer Sisters.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio. You're pulling me close. I just say no. I say I don't like it, but you know I'm a liar. 'Cause when we kiss, yeah.
was telling you no lies, and I was loving you when the words are said. Baby, I lose my head.
And we're back. That was Shadow Dancing. That's Andy Gibb, post BG solo career. And you can hear Danny, our producer, softly singing along here. You know, Danny, did you get far enough in Marlon James's book, A Brief History of Seven Killings, to get to the part where shadow dancing becomes a recurring motif?
Alas, I have not.
Oh, well, that's a thing that does actually happen.
If anyone would like a book that has a nice yellow cover, A Brief History of Seven Killings has a yellow cover and a hummingbird.
Yes. Yes, it does.
And it's a good book as well, so that's nice, too. You don't see that these days.
So, now that we have reached this point in the show, I'm going to play
the midway point, if you will.
Almost the midway point.
Almost
I'm just going to... We're going to listen to a PSA very briefly, and then we'll be back, and we'll talk about what's to come.
Yes, we will listen.
So, stick with us.
Find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio pre-diabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
See, Charlie, I was following along with the test there, and I ran out of fingers because two of them had already been removed because I have type 2 diabetes.
That was terrible. That also could have turned into a Jason Pierre-Paul joke.
Oh, that's true, but I don't like fireworks.
That's fair. Jason Pierre-Paul, for context, Giants football player, New York football Giants.
American hero.
Who, on 4th of July, was holding a firework and it went off and he lost two of his fingers.
He is why we have things called the Darwin Awards.
Except he didn't die.
Well, I'm not saying he should have, but he's a fine man. Yeah. Believe me.
So, what are you expecting from this next... This is going to be a 29-minute journey.
It is a journey. I think this might be on par with Dark Side of the Moon. For those of you who don't know, Pink Floyd, which is a band, they made Dark Side of the Moon, which is a music. This is also music.
This was recorded in May 1979, the first side, which we're going to listen to first, and then we'll give you a preview of the second side. The first side is a Saturday Night Fever medley.
Get down today.
Featuring Stayin' Alive, Night Fever, Manhattan Skyline, Night on Disco Mountain, two instrumental tracks from the movie's soundtrack. Yes, that is the word. And followed up by Disco Inferno. So we're going to give a listen to that right now. So without any more... without further ado, here is 1979 classic album Saturday Night Fiddler.
But with a twist.
We're actually going to just interrupt and restart on digital because my vinyl copy has a skip because I bought it for $1 at a Goodwill.
Here at WMFL, we'll just play the song.
Yeah. Here it is again.
Apologize for the technical difficulties. Charlie's fault. We'll be right back.
Arthur Fiddler and his Boston Pops Orchestra. That's the A side from their record, Saturday Night Fiddler. We'll be back with the B side in just a moment. Danny, what'd you think of that first 18 minutes?
Molto bene.
Oh, excuse me, let me turn your mic on.
Very good. I said very good in Italian.
Yeah, very nice. Let me just, I want to read the sleeve notes from Arthur Fiddler. He wrote in 1979, "One thing I've always believed in is music is a universal language, and my years with the Boston Pops reflect the range and scope of this interest as we work our way through a vast repertoire from country to classics. Young people are always a key to the success of the pop season, and keeping up with the forward motion of their tastes and preferences is both a challenge and a great privilege for me to pursue. From the moment I conducted the Saturday Night Fiddler Suite on television this May, I knew that youngsters had done it again. Disco, a marvelous, insistently rhythmic dance form to which all manner of music can be adapted from Bach to the Bee Gees. And this span of musical poles truly accents the universality of music. There are always many people to thank at my final downbeat, and I wish to express my appreciation to the Boston Pops Orchestra," and then he thanks other people who worked on the record. And he wishes you... that means us.
A Merry Christmas.
The joy of listening and dancing to the first disco record with the Boston Pops, and is, I believe, the only disco record with the Boston Pops. Do you think if Arthur Fiddler was still around today, he died in around 1980,
I think
do you think that he would be doing a trap album?
I think that he would have led the industry in dubstep, honestly. He was just such an...
orchestral dubstep?
Individual.
My biggest criticism of that first side is... I wish there were more strings. The strings didn't have that prominent a role, partially because of the sound of the boot grooving bass.
It was so eclectic. There was just so much going on. I kind of got lost in the sauce, if you will. To use some
do you think that's partially because of the bass and drums?
It's partially because I just don't know music, but it's also because of that, too.
Yeah, so this second side is going to be disco updates of two Bach tunes. There's Dorian Toccata and Fugue in E minor, which you... D minor, which is
with a twist.
Thematically good because of Halloween, but less thematically good because it's disco. It's followed up by
Charlie Driver, bringing you astute observations.
By Air for the G String, which is something I actually played in orchestra in high school.
He doesn't do orchestra anymore.
No, I don't. I was not talented enough at the viola to be able to continue. But we're going to get right into it now, and that'll take us through to the end of the show. So we'll see you on the other side.
Or next week.
See ya!